Welcome to the Channing Hall Board Meeting. Today is Monday, October 20th, 2025. It is 5:43. We're starting a few minutes late today to accommodate being introduced to our new accountant, which is very exciting. And we are in the teacher's lounge. Welcome and announcements. Our next meeting is November 17th, 2025 at 5:30, also in the teacher's lounge. Are there any changes? Actually, let me make sure we're okay with this agenda first. Are there any changes to today's agenda? Okay, approved. And let's go ahead and take a look at the meeting minutes from our last meeting, September 22nd, 2025. Any adjustments, changes to those meetings or meeting minutes? All right, meeting minutes approved. We'll go ahead and move into public comment. We do have one member of the public here today. If you can state your name again.
Bosker.
Bosker. And Bosker is looking to join the Channing Hall board. So this is his second meeting. Let's have you hang out after the meeting and talk about interviews, if that's
sure.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Okay. And then let's go ahead and move into executive committee. Lacey, any shout outs for today?
Diane's got them for us. Right?
I do.
Melissa and Jackie, right?
Yeah, I did Jackie. I don't think anybody knows how long and hard she's working to learn that new system. And it's easier on a lot of the teacher's ends. It's harder on her end right now. So I want to give her a shout out for that and not giving up and not running away. So good job, Jack. Mm-hmm. And then Melissa Ackberg, for always being her, one of the great role models and teachers. So just wanted to thank her. She's amazing.
Okay, we'll get those signed.
Keep it simple.
Let's see, next item, school plan for school land report for previous year. So we talked about earlier that everything's been submitted, received, and approved. So mm-hmm. We are checkmarked and done for the school land report. Strategic planning, we always have this on the calendar for this time of the year. We've talked about having a subcommittee for strategic planning. We haven't gotten to a place where we've really been able to make that happen yet. So I just wanted to put it out there again for us to think about for this year, the potential of getting to a place where we have a subcommittee for strategic planning. And who, as we bring on new board members, might be interested in taking the lead or helping to get us organized in that regard. But strategic planning, and Diane, fill in the blanks too on how you think about it, and why we have thought that it would be deserving of a subcommittee, is not just thinking about how we run the business today, but what is Channing Hall going to look like in 5 to 10 years? How do we think through the fact that, you know, there are less children potentially coming into this area? Does that affect our enrollment? Right now, it does not seem to be impacting us at all. It's something that we've been concerned about. Do we want to, in the future, do a few studies and a few ways to evaluate what our future population is going to look like, what else we should be bringing into the school, like a daycare or preschool?
After school care.
Tell me if I'm missing anything else of what you'd want
to think. No, I really think that we need to examine that. The population's changing. And even the demographers, I shared that report a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. that they were saying that the school-aged children are declining in this area. And yes, we draw in from others, but, you know, our main area is really this area and surrounding, like Sandy and such. So, but with the working population, I think with the moms, mm-hmm. you know, full day K was one of the best things ever. We don't have any in full day K now. I mean, in half day. Mm-hmm. They all switched over. So it says a lot about what the needs are and recognizing that. So that's been a real huge success. But I think an after school program, we have to do it. People have to pick up at 1:20 on a Friday. Mm-hmm. That's really hard for someone to work till
it's
4 or 5.
Really
hard.
Yes. Yeah. It's on this Wednesday too.
Yes, so sorry about that, but I'm not working till 9 at night.
And if other schools are not offering that, then it would be like a plus point for families to choose Channing.
100%.
Yeah.
100. I think that the sooner we move on something like mm-hmm. that, there's some outside companies that actually just run them, they have their insurance. Mm-hmm. things like that. I think that'd be great. The best, yeah. One of the best ways is just outsource, mm-hmm. where it's really a no cost to us. Yeah. That's a great service. Yeah. I can start investigating that if you want.
Yeah. No, okay. I think that would be really interesting for us. And, you know, when we get to a place of being able to focus on the strategic planning, then we would have that ready to go for it.
100%. I was saying that, like, if we even just, a lot of risk coming up, you know, it's just another draw, mm-hmm. something to think about. But we have some names already. We've kind of been researching anyway, just in case we ever move in this direction. So yeah. Awesome.
That'd be great. That would be great. And then usually for executive committee, we're talking through those items, but I'm throwing a lot of them to you today to talk about what's going on with the results from the different evaluations. So then we can move to a closed session a little bit and talk about your bonus and then bring you back in after that.
Was it okay if you just call me? Because I have a migraine and I really...
Yeah.
Instead of me coming back. Do you need me to come back?
Let's adjust the agenda. Actually,
and you don't have to adjust for me.
No, well, this might make it easier to have you go through the RISE results, the ranking, and benchmarks, and we'll move the motion to the end of the administrative.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I see. We can get through your portions. You can head out of here.
My apologies. It started like an hour ago.
That'll make it a little tidier, anyways. So let's adjust the agenda to that. All right, so Diane, let's have you talk through RISE results, the niche and benchmarks formatives.
Yeah, so it's also on mine too, so I was just a little, if you want to open up, we can start with the RISE results because I sent in a doc to all of you, but it also includes all the benchmarks too, so do you want to just kind of smush them in there?
Yeah.
Which also then goes over to my area with both of those there, so yeah, we can chat our way through that. Starting at the top, does everybody have that? I sent a link. I can resend. If you give me un momento.
Is that the 24.5
KG? Yeah, yeah.
Is it the board newer Google Doc with all the hyperlinks?
I'll just do this instead. I'm going to add you to the direct link on here, okay? If you go to board, you'll get it. Email. This has all the data on it in the doc that I just sent to you. So starting with the third grade data, well, and this goes into the increase in all third graders on level by the literacy K-3.
Is it this one that we're looking at?
Yes, okay. With the pretty graphics at the top. Pretty because look how the green and the blue smushed over even more to the left when that's a good sign. The BOY started at 70%, and if you look at the data, this is a trend from last year. This is last year's data that we're going over, 24-25. The start, the beginning, and the end of the year, we ended up at 78%. So went from 70 to 78%. And the exciting thing that I really like to see, if you see the number of reds that started the year off, the reds are extremely, like, very well below grade level. And by the end of the year, we had just about 7 kids left. So that was huge growth in that area. Then we go down into the RISE, the reading. What I did was I took last year's 2023-24, both the state and Channing Hall. So you have a comparison to that. The state was 44% and we were 55%. We didn't make as much as significant overall, but we made significance more in our elementary. So I mean the 3 percentage points, but to 58%. Our biggest jumps came in with the science. The 23-24 state average was 46.7, which stayed about the same this current year. Channing went from 53 to 64% proficient in science. So we had a great jump in that area.
Going into reading real quick.
Yeah, whatever you need.
So 55% for 23-24, and then 24 was 58%?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then for state, I wasn't quite sure if I was following the 3, and then 47, and then 2.
It's 47.2. I don't know why there's
okay.
A
three.
Instead of so state was 47.2%. The dollar sign, it became okay. 3.
I my apologies.
No, I was like, I'm not sure if I'm reading this.
State was 47, and the previous year was 44. Okay. So we're well above the state on that. Does that clarify that?
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just like, I don't know if I'm reading this.
So when you try to like clear things up when you have a migraine, it's really not really great. Then down to the mathematics, we had 23-24, the state was 41%, January was 49%, 42% this year from the state, and we went up to 55%.
Is that across all grades, or is that still just PYP?
These are third through eighth.
Oh, third through eighth, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So that's the awesome. Hardcore data from last year, and so it came...
Nothing went down, everything went up.
Yeah, some went awesome. Up over 5%, yes. Which I was super excited about. Yeah. The language arts was the one that went up, but not as significantly where we want, except when you... Next, I like to break it down even, because it's really cool to look at that Latrend data. We're really showing the push from the lower ends. So our goal is now with... We've been working hard on the math. It's the MTSS now in the middle school with both of them. So I'm excited for that. But that'll kind of finalize the... circle with that. Then I just went through, we did see, well, I don't know why I put attendance increase. I am so sorry. When I have a migraine, it was amount of students enrollment increased.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going through that. These are just the other things that were, yeah, I wrote.
I'm trying to remember what our end number was for last year.
I couldn't remember either, and I need to pull that up for you. But then some of the highlights I felt from this past school year, which goes into the niche rankings. So we were very excited to see going up to number one in many areas in the niche and number two, which means when people look at that from around the world, around the country, they look at us and see that that's... I sent you those.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We were excited to see the increase of students above grade level. I sent you a link that has the math growth for all of our students from last year. We don't have the ELA growth because we didn't have interims last year, which meant we couldn't really track our ELA because this was a brand new test. So there's really, they say it's hard to compare. Next year will be so much easier because it'll be the same test. Mm-hmm. This test was different than the previous 8 years of testing. So it was kind of like, this is kind of like your baseline. And we didn't have any benchmarks because the test was, it was ridiculous. So we had nothing to really, like, you're going in a little bit blind. But now the interims are up, so we're excited to be able to kind of progress monitor our kids throughout the school year. But I did there's a math growth. And if you look at that, the biggest thing that we always want to see with all of our kids, because not everybody's going to get where they need to be by the end of a certain year, but it's about the growth. This is from 24 to the end of the last school year, to the end of 25. And every single one of our students either made like typical growth at above growth or more. So we tracked it through all of the different subgroups to kind of look and see where are we, is there a pocket that we're behind in? Is there a pocket that we're doing stronger in? And it was exciting to just break this data down like this and see such growth among our students. With that, we have more students that are in the more advanced mathematics. Our fifth grade this year, we have a class full of students that are doing 5/6 math. So our fifth grade teacher met with our sixth grade teacher to build the strong curriculum that would allow them to go into seventh grade math the following year. And we had 11 students take the ninth grade test over at a high school in this district, and they killed it. So,
and they got to get on a bus. That was pretty exciting.
They did. They got to ride. I think the most cool thing about it is because we're connecting, like with Corner Canyon and such, that we have to take our kids over to a school. We have to check them in. And there's more accountability with the kids, too, right? It means a lot to do this. But they all had great attitudes too. And so we grew from one student off grade level in ninth grade to we now have like 11, I think it is, from a year ago. So we're making a lot of growth with that. And that's exciting. And they all have passed. So that first assessment, which I know they were very nervous about. And then this year I asked, this past summer I got accepted into the National Leadership Cohort, which has been really exciting. So that was a big professional development leap for me. It involves a year-long learning. Mm-hmm. I just finished a really cool leadership through Harvard, and I just became obsessed with it. It was just a way to like learn new strategies and meet with people from around the country. And then that's one of the things we're going to do is say, have fresh eyes look at certain things, you know, when you're here. And I have a mentor that works out of Texas, and him and I are going to go through our data together just to see, does he see something that I might have missed that we can work on? And I went to Atlanta in September to meet with the whole cohort. And now we have a lot going on, like just professional development. We do Zoom meetings to just go over all the material. That was pretty amazing. It's good to light a fire again, you know, and just have a new excitement. Mm-hmm. So that's all, folks.
That's amazing. Good for you.
What's that?
That's nice.
It is. Mm-hmm. I love, and the cohort was paying for the classes at Harvard too, so it was really a nice
Did
little.
Did you go on campus?
No, I wish. It was all online. Uh-huh. But it was, I was so good. Like, it was one of the best classes I've had in a long time. So I just spent the past week doing it. Like, I'm a nerd. And then I got done, like, quick. But it was exciting and new. You know, it was fun.
Enrollment updates. Where are we currently?
Oh, yeah, I'm not even done. I just went through that. Sorry.
No, you put the stuff down. I was like, are we done?
No, we're not. My apologies. I did send a lottery, which and goes to enrollment. I really wanted to share that. Does everybody have that link in the last? Kind of our approach to, it's that time of year again. We're starting to plan to build up where our from where we are. Our goal is obviously to get to 630. It's going to be really hard, though, to be honest. 630 with the population right now, unless we maybe think about adding certain things like end of the day care and things like that. But we're starting kind of a series on how people are welcome and feel they belong. You know, that's one of the most important things when people walk in the door. It's kind of like when you're looking for a new home, and you, when you walk into home, you're like, oh, you know, when you feel it, you feel it. It's kind of the same with the school. So that's kind of our approach this year, is to really look at how do we all fit into the school. We're trying to get families to do like a video for us, just to say, how do you feel at Cheney Hall? So feel free, any one of you. You can, your daughter's so sweet too, by the way.
She brought you a muffin today, so.
Oh, was that her?
I think it was Nora.
So funny.
My Nora?
No, his daughter.
His Nora.
No, Angela, right?
Yeah. I'm like, what is Nora?
If Nora brought me, I ate it.
Nora's going to eat the muffin. She's not
going to
eat it.
No, I ate it.
She came in with a treat while I was like,
she left it on my desk. I think it was her. And then I went in, and this is how bad, you know, I've been working in schools forever, and you're like, I don't know who left it, but it looks good. sorry, I digress. So that is our approach. We have set up three again. Our last year's open houses were pretty phenomenal. We had massive turnouts. Mm-hmm. And I think we really grew our middle school program that, because we have like 75 kids in sixth grade, which is one of the highest ones. We're still kind of status quo where we were last time, which was, I can't remember, 608-ish, 610, is give or take. Mm-hmm. But this approach is kind of a reboot of last year, but with the refreshed side of who are the people of Channing Hall, like the families that exist here, mm-hmm. and why Channing in a world of so many other schools. You know, it's not why not, it's because we've got really good stuff here, mm-hmm. like, and to uncover that, and also that people, mm-hmm. like, you're all phenomenal. So that's our approach for that. Questions?
That makes sense.
Great. Annual giving, we raised about $32,000. It's a little short of norm, but it's a tough world out there right now, so we're pretty excited about that. But that doesn't have all the businesses yet coming in and things like that. And then minus a few expenses, which is not really huge. We don't tend to spend a ton to make money. So that's where we sit right now. We're working with the PTO. They're going to be doing with the fun run that we're all just collabing together to give our gym a refresh, new floor, paint, and hopefully we can get there. But when we're looking at the cost of flooring, it's about $40,000, $50,000, so it's not going to be out of reach at all to do something like that. And then I sent a link. What I do, oh no, TSSA, nothing changed. So we did the framework several years ago. The framework continues to, I sent you the link, you can read through that. But it just builds on all of the programs that we've been doing. And until we need to change it, we keep it. Because it allows us to get into like student tutoring, you know, different after school programming and help for kids. Student led conferences. At the end of every conference is for K-5 and middle school, but K-5 particular because they're expected, you have 25 kids, you want to get to meet as many as you want. Before we did that though, we sent a survey out to the teachers and I said, online, in school, you know, how do you want to, what do we want to do with this? And we all came to the conclusion that the best bet was to have the best of both worlds. And so if a parent wanted to meet in person, they filled out, did you all see that on the form? Did you fill out the form? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't see it.
It's at the bottom of that. So you had an option. And we had people do that. So it was really
cool.
And it's easy. Well, you're middle school too. So it's a little bit maybe different on some of those. So we did, but for the most part, it was, parents still love the Zoom because they're doing it from everywhere. We had a family that was in India. It was 3 a.m. there, but they were able to meet with their teacher, which says a lot about that. So I kind of like the whole you can do one or the other. But most of the parents are like us. We're busy. Yeah. We're overwhelmed some days. So it's nice to be able just to Zoom on and meet them. And then I have teachers fill out like who they, the number that they met with, what's the expectation that they didn't meet with everybody. So that way we can kind of keep a tab on who we need to follow up with. It was a good night. And let's see, where am I at? LEA license. So we hired Kevin Worthley, who's doing sixth grade. He is, so with that license, he has to have, they either have to have the history, well, they have the history or they have the English. He does have his professional license in the history, so we're going to LEA him in the English part of that. And then he'll work to complete that over the course of 2 years or so. If you approve, please say yes. I really like him.
He seems nice. I got to be with him.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job with that.
Where did he come from?
He used to teach here 100 years ago. Okay, more like
his wife is here.
His Jenny Worthley is his wife. Yep. So he was here, and then he left, and he was like a early light maybe or something another school, and then took some time off, and then says, "I don't really like this. I want to go back to teaching." And then we had an opening, and it's well, welcome home. Here you go. Mm-hmm. So he's here, and he's doing a really nice job with that. I went over the goals. I'm done.
All right.
Woohoo.
And then we can go ahead and move to a possible motion to approve LEA license.
Motion to approve. I motion to approve the LEA license.
What's your first vote?
No.
Do we want to say yeah? Do we want to say the name? Do we want to say any name?
Do we want to say the name of the teacher, too, or?
Kevin Worthley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to say the name?
Yeah,
I thought you meant me. I'm like, Kevin Worthley.
Motion to approve.
LEA license.
What's his name?
Kevin.
Kevin Worthley. Okay. Motion to approve Kevin Worthley LEA license.
Second.
That's why she waits sometimes, I think, because I'll go me.
Any discussion? All four.
Thank you all.
Any opposed? It moves unanimously, so we are good. All right, well, Diane, then we can go ahead and let you get out of here and get to a dark room.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And then we're going to move to a closed session, which means we have public head out here in a second, too. And then we'll bring you back.
You all a little better.
Yeah, open the door and then come back in again. We have a possible motion to enter closed session for the purpose of discussing head of school bonus for the 2025 to 2026. We've got an edit there we need to make instead of 2025 school year.
I can do that. Okay. I'll do it. I move to enter closed session for the purpose of discussing head of school bonus for the 2025-2026 school year.
Second.
Do a roll call for this one.
Yeah, yep. It's so hard to remember for some reason. Roll call for that. Falgoni? Dave?
Yes.
Alexa?
Yes.
And Lacey?
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and move to a closed session.
Hold on.